It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So this week in the Book of Mormon, we are getting into three amazing chapters. You got 2 Nephi 31, 32, and 33. Filled with amazing things to talk about. So I want to start off with a little story. So for quite a few years, I had the opportunity to teach mission prep. And one of the things I would always do is I would invite a returned missionary to come and speak to these pre-missionaries to get them excited, just to teach them a little bit about what would help them out. One young man, I will always remember this, he came in, the first thing he said was like, "All right, missionaries, what is your purpose?" And they all just kind of sat there quietly and, you know, like crickets chirping. And they turned and looked at me and I'm just like, "To teach the gospel." And this young man looks at me very, very firmly, and he just said, "Their purpose is to invite others to come unto Christ by helping them receive the restored gospel through faith in Jesus Christ and his atonement, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end." And then he goes, "If they don't know their purpose, then why are they going on a mission?" And I felt like I had just been taken to the woodshed by a returned missionary. But he focused on the very first part of Preach My Gospel, which teaches a missionary their purpose. And so every single week I would make sure that I would say, "All right, missionaries, what's your purpose?" And I would teach them what their purpose is. And that purpose is what is found in 2 Nephi 31, which is known as the doctrine of Christ. Now, verse number 2, Nephi says this very clearly. He says, "Wherefore, the things which I have written sufficeth me." And man, the things which he has written up to this point, he's like, this is sufficient. "Save it be a few words," which this whole week we'll be talking about this, "which I must speak concerning," like we said, "the doctrine of Christ. Wherefore, I speak unto you plainly, according to the plainness of my prophesying, for my soul delighteth in plainness. For after this manner doth the Lord work among the children of men. For the Lord God giveth light unto the understanding, for he speaketh unto men according to their language and unto their understanding." Which I think is so cool, because God is anxious to speak to us in ways that we are able to understand. He's going to speak to us in our language and according to our understanding. Now, like I said, this entire chapter has what is called the doctrine of Christ, that faith in Jesus Christ and his atonement, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. You start searching through here, Nephi starts off talking about baptism, why we need baptism, and why Jesus Christ was baptized. Verse number 5, "And now if the Lamb of God being holy," previous verse he talked about how John the Baptist baptized Jesus, "if the Lamb of God, he being holy, should have need to be baptized by water to fulfill all righteousness," which just simply means to fulfill the law or to keep the commandments, "oh, then how much more need have we, being unholy, to be baptized, yea, even by water?" So the question you can think about here is, why did Jesus Christ, the only perfect person, need to be baptized? And if so, what does that tell you about our need for baptism? You go to verse number 9, "And again, it showeth unto the children of men the straightness of the path and the narrowness of the gate by which they should enter, he having set the example before them." I love that. "And he said unto the children of men, follow thou me. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, can we follow Jesus, save we shall be willing to keep the commandments of the Father, to fulfill all righteousness for ourselves by following Jesus? And the Father said," here's another one of the important parts of the doctrine of Christ, repent ye, and be baptized in the name of my beloved Son." And then here's where you start seeing more of this doctrine of Christ, the faith, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren," this is verse 13, "I know that if ye shall follow the Son with full purpose of heart, acting no hypocrisy and no deception for God," meaning your intentions have to be clear and pure, "but with real intent, repenting of your sins, witnessing unto the Father that you are willing to take upon you the name of Christ by baptism." I know you're all like, that sounds so familiar, right? Very similar to our sacrament prayers. "By following your Lord and your Savior down into the water according to his word, behold, then shall you receive the Holy Ghost. Yea, then cometh the baptism of fire and of the Holy Ghost. And then can you speak with the tongue of angels and shout praises unto the Holy One of Israel." This idea of the tongue of angels we will speak more about later this week as you get in 2 Nephi 32. But down in verse 14 it talks about speaking with a new tongue, even the tongue of angels. Whenever I read these verses about baptism and repentance, I'm reminded of an experience I had when I was serving as bishop years ago. I would always have the youth who were getting baptized, the 8-year-olds, come into my office, and I would have them sit in my chair, you know, eat the candy, do all the fun stuff right there. And I would just sit there and just chat with them about life and whatever is going on for an 8-year-old. And then I would always ask the question, question, tell me why you want to be baptized. And I had this young man, I will always remember this, just this cute little kid, he's sitting there and I asked him why he wanted to get baptized. And the first thing he does is all of a sudden he gets this very sober look on his face and he said, I want to be clean. And I looked at him, I'm like, yeah, what'd you do? You know? And he all of a sudden, his eyes just started to well up with tears and he just said, so I was at school a couple weeks ago and he goes, and my friends and I wanted to get into this club. And in order to get into this club, you had to say a swear word. And he just looks at me and he has the most just sad and remorseful look on his face. He was like, I didn't want to say the swear word, but I wanted to be able to do what my friends were doing. And he said, so I said the swear word. And his eyes were just filled up with tears. And I just looked at him very seriously and I said, tell me why you want to be baptized. And he said, because I want to be clean. And I looked at this kid and I'm just like, I think you're ready. Let's do this. You know, Joseph Smith said this about baptism. He said, you might as well baptize a bag of sand as a man, if not done in view of the remission of sins and getting the Holy Ghost. That's what this young man was so focused on. He's like, I just want to be clean. I want to repent. I want to be clean. I want to have the Holy Ghost with me. Baptism by water is but half of baptism and is good for nothing without the other half. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I remember being at this young man's baptism just shortly after this and his father laying hands on his head and saying, receive the Holy Ghost. And afterwards I looked at him and I was like, you're clean. And he just had this big smile on his face. Now the reality of it is we got to keep going on, which leads to verse 15, which we're going to get more into tomorrow. I heard a voice from the Father saying, yea, the words of my beloved are true and faithful. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. That is what we're going to focus on tomorrow, as we've talked about the faith, the repentance, the baptism, the receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, the doctrine of Christ. That is why missionaries go out and teach, and that's why you and I also teach the very, very same things. I love these things, and I'm grateful for them, and I know that they're true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.